football on off the ball.
You called him a disgrace earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'll call him a disgrace again. I'm amazed at this idea that like Messi is somehow like the player who's got a lot to answer for. It's all the others have a lot to answer for.
Join in the obsession. Football Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Hello and welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, a big night ahead for the League of Ireland clubs in the Conference League qualifiers. Eddie Howe leaves Newcastle after 5 years, and an emergency meeting with UEFA's 55 member associations will take place today to discuss FIFA's controversial plans for the game. But first, three League of Ireland clubs have a chance to reach the third qualifying round of the Conference League. Shelburne have a 5-2 lead over Kalju with the second leg in Estonia. The first leg last week was the first home game in charge for new Shells boss John Russell. If Shells can finish the job, they're almost certain to play Dutch giants Ajax, who lead Serbian side Vojvodina 4-1 after the first leg. Kieran McInerney should get more minutes tonight. He came off the bench last week after his recovery from a knee injury. Kickoff in Tallinn is 5 o'clock. Derry City are the only one of the three clubs behind in their tie. The Candy Stripes are 1-0 down to Croatian side Rijeka, but the second leg is at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Tony Fruk scored the only goal of the game last week, and the Croatian international may not be a Rijeka player for much longer, with several clubs being linked with a move to him, including Hull and Ajax. Here's Derry boss Tiernan Lynch on the differences between domestic and European football.
The lad Tony Fruk is now talking about going from this Rijeka team to Ajax for £10 million. So that's probably, like, their playing budget's 8 million, CSK's was 12 million. So there's definitely levels, there's no doubt about that. But as I keep telling the players, it's 11 v 11 when you step on the pitch, and you take away their time, you take away their space, and you have a little bit more confidence in what we're doing, then I don't think we have a huge amount to fear.
Kick-off at the Brandywell is 6:30. Then at 7, Bohemians will resume 2-1 up away to Balkani of Kosovo. Bows came from behind last week with Ross Tierney scoring a superb winner in the 90th minute in the last European game at Dalymount before it gets redeveloped. If Bows win, they'll face the losers of the Europa League qualifier between Besiktas and Midtjylland. Besiktas take a 1-0 lead to Denmark tonight. Sligo Rovers have signed Welsh forward Trey George on a loan deal. The 20-year-old makes the move from Cardiff City, the former club of new manager Darren Purse. George will be with Sligo until the end of the current season, and he could be available for tomorrow's game away to Dundalk. As always, we'll have live commentary from the League of Ireland on Friday night. This week's game is between Drogheda United and champions and league leader Shamrock Rovers. Stephen Doyle will be joined by Owen Heary on commentary, and you can hear that game on Off the Ball on News Talk and on the Go Loud app. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff. Newcastle manager Eddie Howe has left the club after almost 5 years in charge. It's believed the decision came after discussions with the club's hierarchy over the last 48 hours. Newcastle have sold Sandro Tonali and Anthony Gordon this summer. Captain Bruno Guimaraes could be the next to leave, with links to Arsenal. Howe reached 2 League Cup finals in his time in charge, and the club won the competition in 2025. Newcastle also played in the Champions League twice under Howe. But he was under pressure last season when they went on to finish 12th in the Premier League, losing 17 of their 38 games. The 48-year-old's final match in charge was a 4-1 loss to Bristol City in a pre-season friendly last night. The club's Saudi owners look set to turn to German Matthias Jessle, who manages Al Ahly in the Saudi Pro League. This is what Eddie Howe said last night after that friendly against Bristol City when he was asked about his future.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of change at the football club, and potentially more to come. So I think there's always reason to be optimistic, and that's very much my default setting. Great things are possible every season. I think always go in with a real buzz of what's ahead. I see no reason to be any different this year.
Former Ireland international Keith Tracy was on Off the Ball Breakfast when the news broke this morning. Keith was signed by Eddie Howe when he was the Burnley manager.
I find the timing is very strange. I mean, at the end of last season, surely he thought, I'm burnt out here, I need a break, and you go and speak to the big wigs from then. You don't get the pre-season underway and then a week into it go, do you know what, yeah, I am, I'm shattered, I'm going to step away here. I'd be surprised if there's not a little bit more to that story, that comes out over the next weeks or months or whatever it may be. But yeah, burnout is one of these things. We've seen it with Klopp, we've seen it with Pep, and now we've seen it with Eddie Howe. And hopefully we'll see him back, because we didn't get on personally eye to eye. We didn't see eye to eye personally, but he is a very good coach. He's a fairly nice fella, and he did try and do his best for me. So there's absolutely no, you know, smugness or anything here thinking, oh, he hasn't got a job now. Brilliant. I feel for him, and hopefully we see him back soon.
But it doesn't surprise me, Keith. I have to say, the only thing that takes me aback is that it's the 30th of August or 30th of July.
Yeah.
And the Premier League season starts in fairness, 3 weeks. So they do a bit of time. It is a later start this year.
And I would be very, very surprised if Jason Tindall didn't follow suit and leave with Eddie Howe. So that means there's going to be a total reshape in terms of the coaching staff and the management style. And even a manager coming in from Saudi Arabia, you know, if you're a Newcastle fan, you're looking at all these superstars leaving your club, and now you're looking at the manager leaving the club, and you're thinking, well, there must be a big name coming in to replace him. Doesn't look like it.
What's your instinct there when I said that news?
That he's leaving?
Yeah.
Surprised, but I wouldn't say shocked. Like I say, I think we've seen a number of football managers talk about burnout at the highest level. And look, that Newcastle job is a high pressure situation, and I'm actually surprised to hear he's been there 5 years. It seems like a little bit shorter to me, but 5 years at Newcastle is a decent stint. And when you look at the finances they've had available, the player turnover, he's been fairly stable throughout the five years, Eddie Howe. So I think he could walk away with his head held high. My underlying feeling is not surprised, but not shocked by it.
And Football Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst. Now, an emergency meeting with UEFA's 55 member associations is taking place today. It's to talk about FIFA's controversial proposal to sell stakes in its competitions, including the World Cup. The FAI have yet to comment on the matter. FIFA President Gianni Infantino, who says the proposal is an opportunity but not an obligation, has offered €35 million to each football association if they back the plan. He says growing the commercial side of the game is the next step in its evolution.
It is a golden opportunity to turbocharge the development of the game globally. But again, it is just an offer, not an obligation.
The Asian Football Confederation has branded FIFA's lack of consultation over its plan as totally unacceptable, and said that the move undermined the sport's existing continental structure. FIFA expects to receive the first funding generated by the plans by the end of October. FIFA has given all 211 member associations until the 19th of September to say if they agree with the plan, with a straight majority to decide if it should go ahead. Matt Slater of The Athletic was on Off the Ball Breakfast and spoke about one of the many reasons Infantino could be using this approach.
I think we might only be scratching the surface of what Infantino would like to achieve for FIFA. We've seen and heard over the last few years really pushing FIFA, the brand, the word. When I was in the States, I was amazed at how many Americans actually called the World Cup FIFA. Are you here for FIFA? Did you have a good time at FIFA? FIFA was great. FIFA's been pushing this. There's a real branding exercise that's going on under Gianni Infantino. So it wouldn't surprise me if this company, this new FFE, will be interested in things like FIFA hotels, FIFA resorts, FIFA football schools. We know that one of the not so good decisions he made was flouncing out of the FIFA EA game relationship, because he again thought FIFA were being underpaid, and he thought, well, you know what, we'll make a computer game of our own. He found out to his cost that actually making a computer game is way harder than it looks, and that was leaving money on the table. That was a poor decision he made, but I think it was telling that he thinks FIFA is a really strong brand, and a lot more can be done with it. That was a big clue, I think, as to his forward thinking.
And remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app, and it's also available on YouTube. Chelsea have signed France international defender Maxence Lacroix from Crystal Palace for £52 million. The 26-year-old has signed a 6-year deal at Stamford Bridge. Lacroix made 55 appearances in all competitions for Palace last season and was part of their Conference League winning team. He was also in the FA Cup winning team the season before that, and Lacroix is Chelsea's third signing of the summer under new manager Xabi Alonso. Celtic boss Martin O'Neill is expecting record signing Casper Hu to hit the ground running. The Danish striker arrived for £11 million plus add-ons after averaging a goal every other game for Bodø Glimt in Norway. O'Neill says he will help their Scottish Premiership title defence.
Great news for us in the football club, and I think it's great news for the fans wanting to try and improve our goal scoring, obviously, and I think he's the man to do it.
And Manchester City will start the defence of their WSL title against newly promoted Birmingham City on Sunday the 6th of September. London City Lionesses will host Manchester United in the first game of the season. That's on Friday the 4th. Two-time Ballon d'Or winner Alexia Putellas is one of several summer signings made by London. Chelsea start their campaign against Aston Villa at Stamford Bridge on the Saturday. The other games in the opening weekend are on the Sunday. Arsenal are away to Brighton. There's a London derby between Tottenham and West Ham. Liverpool will travel to Charlton, and Everton also face one of the newly promoted sides away from home in Crystal Palace. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.